You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday morning, a discussion document titled Te Koiora o Te Koiora, Our Shared Vision for Living with Nature, was launched, aiming to engage all New Zealanders in helping to shape Aotearoa's biodiversity strategy for the next 30 years. The creation of the discussion document, which was led by DOC, outlined some key goals to be achieved by 2050, including that Aotearoa is free from stoats, possums and rats. To find out more, I spoke to Minister of Conservation Eugenie Sage and began by asking how this discussion document differs from the current Our Chance to Turn the Tide biodiversity strategy.
Our Chance to Turn the Tide from 2000 was a major step forward. It led to a lot more engagement by local councils, regional councils in biodiversity and the challenges of protecting nature on private land. This document, though, is the start of a refreshed and new New Zealand Aotearoa biodiversity strategy. All nations around the world have got a responsibility to do more. We have a global biodiversity crisis with a million species worldwide threatened or at risk of extinction. 4,000 of those species are in Aotearoa, New Zealand. This document starts a national discussion about biodiversity and nature and what we can do to better protect it. It highlights that we need some major shifts in the way our economy works so that we are much better at restoring nature and recognising that it is the key to our success as a country.
The strategy includes some rather ambitious goals to be achieved over the next 30 years, including making Aotearoa free from pests and seeing the populations of all threatened species increasing. How do you see this being achieved?
We've seen in recent decades a major change in biodiversity management, a lot more community organisations, iwi and hapu and councils getting engaged in landscape scale predator control, and a lot more businesses, philanthropic organisations also interested. We, with the Department of Conservation and the work that it is doing with iwi and hapu, I'm confident that we'll have much more engagement in controlling predators so that our native birds, insects, forests can thrive.
The discussion document really stresses the importance of collaboration between local community on government scale as well. How do you see making sure this engagement actually occurs and providing priority points for every party involved?
So community cooperation and collaboration is absolutely critical. If we work together, we will achieve much more. The current biodiversity strategy had a lot of goals. It is ambitious, but there has been a suggestion that it hasn't had enough monitoring and there hasn't been enough to implement a lot of the actions in it. So this government, because it sees nature as a key part of our well-being, has invested significantly in conservation with an extra $180 million over 4 years in each of the last two budgets. And we're also increasing the funding available for community conservation. There are significant grants available that has just closed off, and looking to work much more closely with iwi and hapu at that flax root level as well.
Another one of the goals stated was reducing the bycatch of seabirds, marine life and coral to zero. Assuming that systematic change is required within the fishing industry, how do you think this can be achieved?
We've got international best practice in terms of albatross and petrels. All of those mitigation measures need to be implemented in New Zealand. We are seeing thousands of seabirds die each year. We really have to lift the game so that our fisheries are sustainable and that having a feed of fish doesn't result in seabirds and marine mammals dying. The Hector's Dolphin and Maui Dolphin Threat Management Plan is out for public submissions and comment at the moment. That document sees doubling the size of the areas where set nets are excluded to better protect Maui dolphin in particular, and more restrictions on seabed mining and seismic surveys again to better protect Hector's Dolphin. The fishing industry has a major challenge because of the very high level of bycatch. They don't want to be catching marine mammals and seabirds, but there needs to be much more effective mitigation techniques put in place, and in some areas no fishing occurring. And we need a much more extensive network of marine protected areas.
How do you see these goals being quantified? Because obviously a lot of them require measurement. Is there going to be a standardised data collection process, or has the discussion document put any thought into that?
The Department of Conservation already does quite extensive Tier 1, 2 and 3 monitoring of the state of biodiversity. The Ministry for the Environment and Statistics New Zealand are responsible for state of the environment reporting and compile reports on each of the domains, land, freshwater, marine, and then those published cumulatively. Environment Aotearoa report was published earlier this year. So it's the responsibility of district and regional councils and Te Papa Artawhai, the Department of Conservation, to feed information into that. that so that we've got a much better handle on what's being lost and what is improving. And where there is an intensive investment in species management, as there has been with species like the takahe, the roe and the mohua, and where there is extensive pest control, those species have increased in number since 2012.
This discussion also links with work on a proposed national policy statement on Indigenous biodiversity, which is led by the Ministry for the Environment. Are you able to talk a bit about that interplay between these two strategies?
Minister Nanaia Mahuta, as Associate Environment Minister, is leading the work on the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity. When the RMA was introduced, it was expected that there'd be national policy guidance from central government. We've never had a National Policy Statement for Biodiversity. There have been efforts to develop one in the past, but they have failed. It's absolutely critical because it will provide guidance to district and regional councils about the sorts of provisions that they should have in their regional and district plans and regional policy statement to better protect and enhance nature, particularly on private and Māori land.
And how can the general public get involved in ensuring that these goals are reached?
They can get involved in the conversation by going onto the Department of Conservation website, and there's a forum there particularly for younger people, a digital platform for people to get involved with their ideas. It's what are people's ideas for how we can better protect and restore nature, and how we can better recognise that it is at the heart of our well-being, both mentally and physically, for our economy, socially, and it's a key part of our culture. So what are people's ideas about how we can better protect nature?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.